In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, Padre Martinez talks about his days in the seminary. Both men stopped laughing at length and came back to their senses. Padre Martinez then noticed that the hermit had found the grinding stone that he had in the corner of his patio. He had taken a couple of hands full of corn and he began to pound the kernels on the metate. As he watched Giovanni work, Padre Martinez approached the hermit and sat down on a low bench. "I had very good teachers in the seminary," he said fondly. "Don José Laureano Subiria was the name of the Bishop of Durango, Mexico. He took a great liking to me, and he even lent me some of his own books on Greek and Latin. They were good books, and they helped my education, but really, my great passion at the seminary was for rubrics." "Does that mean then," asked Giovanni, "that you had a head for numbers?" "Not quite," smiled Padre Martinez. "Rubrics, as the name indicates, means that something was written in the color red. In this case, it was the headings in certain parts of manuscripts, which are caption words. They are introductory paragraphs for rules written in breviaries, prayer books, and the like. These rubrics were my first introduction to what eventually would lead me into canon law, the laws governing the church. That became my real passion." "Was there anything else that could hold your interest?" asked the hermit of Padre Martinez. "History. I loved to study local history. That's how I learned about the late, great Padre Hidalgo." He broke off abruptly and began to recite in Latin. "Contrivit Dominus Baculum, impiorum virgam dominantium." The hermit stopped grinding his corn and looked up at him. He slowly translated the phrase back to Padre Martinez. "The Lord broke the staff of the impious and the rod of those who held dominion." "What does that mean?" "It means," retorted Padre Martinez, "that 3 centuries of despotic rule by Spain was broken and that Mexico was to declare its independence. El grito de Dolores, as the cry to freedom and liberty on this continent would become known, was shouted in a gut-wrenching call in front of the church at midnight on the 15th of September of 1810 by Padre Hidalgo. He was the father of freedom in the Americas." The holy hermit started grinding his corn again while trying to visualize that momentous occasion so long ago. Padre Martinez was still sitting on the low bench, his eyes fixed on the dirt floor in front of him. They were ablaze like 2 embers as he spoke of that night that was to signal the dawning of liberty. "The newspaper that I started here in Taos, I named El Crepúsculo in his honor. El Crepúsculo means the dawning." As Padre Hidalgo pronounced the cry to liberty, he waved a banner bearing the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which became the unofficial flag of the new nation. Mexico still honors Guadalupe as the mother of the Americas, and that is why I had the Church of Taos named after her. With the holy hermit still watching him in silence, Padre Martinez launched off into a tirade, eulogizing his mighty predecessor. "Oh, immortal Hidalgo, oh, glorious hero of liberty in our America, with what great tasks the providence of the Most High has burdened you. God, who always designates and purifies the destiny of his children in proportion to his just expectations. How much preparation, how many motives and measures your magnanimous spirit of doing good you had to undergo to save your beloved country, avenging for her the outrageous of the tyrant. To you we award the praise on this day of celebration, calling to mind your feats, your triumphs, in which the God of Majesty takes delight, whose designs you had faithfully wrought. Your imperishable memory we will hand on from age to age, and we will inscribe it in the catalogue of those famous heroes who have glorified God's name." Padre Martinez paused only to say, "Hidalgo in his death consummated the work that he was destined to do through the means that he instituted, means that were meant to liberate his countrymen. In his own time, he was as great as Judas Maccabees was in his own. He died a martyr for his people." "And you?" asked the hermit. When did you begin to liberate your countrymen? I received minor orders from the seminary on the 16th of March of 1821, the same year that Mexico broke with Spain. The next day I was declared subdeacon, and 4 days later I was made full deacon. The following year, on the 16th of February of 1822, I was made priest. 3 days later, I gave my first mass. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.